AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A bomb threat quickly forced tourists at the Statue of Liberty off Liberty Island.
Well, we were on the elevators waiting to go up, and literally the next elevator, and then they turned us around and sent us back.
The National Park Service says a 911 call came in from a caller who said they were going to blow up the Statue of Liberty. Nothing harmful was found. The bomb squad is still sweeping the area as a precaution. Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake is promising to fully investigate the death in police custody of Freddie Gray.
We will determine exactly how this death occurred. If necessary, we will hold the appropriate parties responsible.
A demonstration is scheduled for tomorrow in Baltimore. The Obama administration is looking at ways to streamline information given to families of hostages. At the White House, here's the AP's Mark Smith.
It's a common complaint from anguished loved ones. Scant information, conflicting updates, and a welter of bureaucracies to deal with. So the White House is looking at what's called a fusion cell to, as spokesman Josh Earnest describes it, address these understandable gripes.
This fusion cell would incorporate elements of the FBI, the Department of Defense and State, the intelligence community, all of whom are involved in the mission to try to rescue American citizens who are being held hostage.
This word follows confirmation of the death of aid worker Warren Weinstein in a U.S. drone strike in Pakistan after years of waiting and worrying by his family. Mark Smith at the White House.
At the office of the Director of National Intelligence, the president said he knows the people that work there want to learn from the deaths of the hostages.
We all grieve when any innocent life is taken. We don't take this work lightly.
Ford is recalling about 390,000 2012 to 2014 cars. The doors may not latch properly and could open while the car is still in motion. Closing bell is sounded on Wall Street for a second day in a row. The Nasdaq finished with a record high. This is AP Radio News. UN refugee envoy Angelina Jolie is criticizing the Security Council for failing to ease the suffering in Syria.
Syrian refugees, says Jolie, have gone from optimism that their plight would move the world to help them to anger that they aren't getting help to resignation that they're condemned to being ignored. She told the Security Council its inability to unite and do its job is a major factor.
The UN has adopted the responsibility to protect concept, saying that when a state cannot protect its people, the international community will not stand by. But we are standing by.
The conflict undermines not only Syria and its neighbors, but the credibility of the UN, whose resolutions, Jolie reported, are openly mocked in Syria. Warren Levinson, New York.
A psychiatrist treating the man who shot President Ronald Reagan 34 years ago says John Hinckley wants to start a band. Hearings in Washington are determining if Hinckley will be allowed to live full-time outside a mental hospital. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.